Blog Talk Radio. ladies and gentlemen, all across the land, this was a powerful, powerful song. Welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw tonight. What a powerful song from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Got to give them their props for my help coming from the Lord. And amen. We know that our help comes from the Lord. And we thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw will be up shortly as well. And we're just excited about her being with us tonight. But ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise before we get started. It's just great to be alive with you today. Yes, yes, yes. Great to be here. Amen. Amen. And for those who are all across the land there and across the world listening right now, we thank God for you as well. So we give the Lord a hand clap for you being with us tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. We can quick announcements. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you tonight. Some quick announcements. The number, you guys have been on the internet, if you like me, been on the internet most of the day here, then put that number out there, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. I am convinced, and I'm sure you are as well, everybody on the planet, all 8 billion people need prayer right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for prayer tonight. That number, 347-843-4559. We thank God for his wonderful time of prayer, and we just honor God tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we'll be hitting, also sharing the scripture, hitting the scripture tonight as well. Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 5. We'll be reading that very shortly here. Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 5. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Isaiah 53 in your time of meditation and time of reading unto the Lord and with the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, as you go with it in your day as well. So continue to read the word. I highly recommend you read the entire chapter. The phone number again is 347-843-4559. God bless you. Well, let's get the Lord hand clap of praise as we get to the word here right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Also, too, we will be opening up the lines later on. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to forget that. We will be opening up the lines for those who like to have a prayer request or a comment. Just hit star one on your phone, star one on your phone for prayer time with Bishop and Doc tonight. And we'll open up those lines later on for you. Hit star one on your phone. That'll put you in queue. We'll make sure don't miss anybody tonight on prayer requests and any comments that you may have. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, this is Prayer Time. Amen. Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 5, ladies and gentlemen, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, and of sorrow, of men of sorrows, and of we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and will esteem him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Amen. He was bruised for our iniquities, and chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. I want to read that one again. That's verse 5 of Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. Of course, we're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's give the Lord a hand a cup of praise for the word tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. At this time, I want to open up the lines for Dr. Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for being with us tonight. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank God tonight for another time to come together and pray and seek the Lord. And praise the Lord. We know the word cannot fail us. You know, the Bible tells us that my people, which are called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Then will I heal the land, and I will hear from heaven, and I forgive their sins. That word is just sound, and that word is still truth. Tonight we're going to be praying, praise God, against strongholds, political strongholds, territorial strongholds, and generational strongholds. We're in the midst of another midterm election, and we need to certainly seek the Lord concerning what he would have us all to do when we go to the polls, because it's important, yes, that we vote, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but wrestle against principalities and powers and rules of darkness. Praise the Lord. What we're dealing with is spiritual. Political stronghold that God would tear down. Praise God. Every ungodly act, every ungodly law that the Spirit of the living God will speak to those in authority, as the Bible has taught us to do, to pray for those in leadership and in authority. Generational strongholds in our families, and the enemy that comes in to try to destroy the seed that is within us, our extended family, our children, our sisters and brothers, husband and wives, the enemy fighting against families, generational strongholds, that they will be the throne tonight. And territorial strongholds, there are spirits that's hovering over every city, every town, every state. There is a spirit that is hovering over that city that comes to do three things: to kill, steal, and to destroy. That is Satan himself. But Jesus said, I come to give life and life more abundantly. So tonight, we're going to be praying against these strongholds, political strongholds, as we enter into this midterm election. Generational strongholds of the image comes in and tries to destroy our children, our seed, and our families and marriages, and certainly territorial strongholds. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. So tonight we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you because, God, you didn't have to wake us up this morning. We didn't even have to be here. But it's by the grace and the mercy of God. So before we do anything else, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Grace is thy name. Powerful is thy name. Oh, my God, the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Father, we just praise you tonight. Father, as we pray tonight against political strongholds, Father, as we enter into this midterm election, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we have a nation that has fallen so far from you, so far from the word of God. Father, take us back. Praise God, to the word of God, to the Bible, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, that every political stronghold would be destroyed, that you would bring conviction to every leader in the name of Jesus. Father, we realize that every man has a choice. Every man has a choice, that every politician has a choice. Father, we pray tonight that the convicting power of your Holy Spirit, God, would set up those people in authority that have a heart for you, that have a heart for righteousness, that have a heart for doing the right thing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray against crime and murder, the things that are rampant in our neighborhoods, in the name of Jesus. We just thrown it tonight. And we plead the blood of Jesus that the angels of the Lord, Micah and Gabriel, would be released over our neighborhoods, be released over our cities, be released over the workplace, over the schools where our children are going to school, our grandchildren, Father, that they would be protected by the hands of the Almighty God. Father, we thank you tonight that these territorial strongholds of drugs and murder are being destroyed right now. If my people, which are called, humble themselves and pray, God, it's in the word, God, let the convicting power of the Holy Spirit fall upon every believer and every righteous man and woman, Father, that we will realize, God, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much It availeth much, God, as we seek you, as we pray. We believe, God, right now, even as we pray, God, that the angels of Almighty God are being released in the atmosphere, in the atmosphere, in the atmosphere, in the atmosphere, now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Warring angels, God, that war against evil spirits, that war against crime and murder and drugs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Evil agendas that the enemy has set up against God's people, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God, that every city, God, you're raising up prayer warriors. You're raising up intercessors. You're raising up people, God, that have a heart to pray and that will seek your face tonight. Generational soul. The enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy our families, our children, and marriages. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, let your blood, the blood of Jesus, be released right now in the name of Jesus. Father, reveal, uncover, expose, and destroy every attack, every agenda of the enemy, and destroy it now, even as we pray, God. Destroy it now, even as we pray, God, every plan that the enemy has brought and tries to bring against our families, our homes, our finances, marriages. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare we have the victory through your blood. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, God. It's formed, but it can't prosper. It just cannot. It cannot prosper. Father, we thank you. Even now, God, for those in the workplace, God, who may be struggling, God, dealing with warfare and spirits of darkness that come to disrupt their peace, even in the workplace, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray over that territory. We pray over that territory. We pray over that territory now in the name of Jesus. God, that boss that's evil, that boss that's plotting against employees, that boss, God, that tries to keep people from succeeding in the workplace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will reveal, uncover, expose, and destroy it. Reveal, uncover, expose, and destroy it. Let your glory, let your glory, let your glory, let your glory be released right now over that person, oh God, that's concerned about their loved one, over that person, oh God, that's concerned about that job in the workplace, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, oh now, God, that you're moving, you're moving, you're moving, you're moving. When we don't understand, Father, you're still moving. God, when we just can't seem to figure it all out, you're still in charge. Help us to keep the faith. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we just don't faint. God, help us to hold on to the horns of the altar and pray and seek you, God, even in the wee hours of the night when you wake us up, Father. Oh, God, don't just let us lie there, but help us to realize you woke us up for a reason to pray, to pray, to pray, to pray. We need prayer over this nation. We need prayer over our families. We need prayer over our children. We need prayer over the schoolhouse where so much evil is going on and gunfighters. My God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you, God, that you would put the right people in place and help us to be accountable, Father. Oh, God, to vote in such a way, God, that you would be able, God, to release your anointing to protect your people, God, even when it comes to gun laws, God, even when it comes to those things, God, against the will and the perfect plan of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we praise you even now, God, that you're in charge, Father. You're in charge. You're in charge. You're in charge. You're in charge. Oh, God, take this nation back to you, 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 back to you. Oh, my God, oh, my. Back to you, back to you, God, the nation that have gone so far away, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you, God. Oh, as we pray right now, that your glory is being released in the atmosphere. As we pray right now, the angels are being released right now. The warring angels, God, in the atmosphere. You're tearing down political strongholds. Oh, God. political strongholds, Father, generational strongholds, Father, territorial strongholds, Father, in the name of Jesus, your blood prevails, the blood of Jesus that has never, ever lost its power is still available to us today, Father. We just want to say we thank you and we give you glory. We call it so, God. We call it done. When we can't seem to understand, God has already done. We can't seem to find our way, God. We know you've already fixed it. And Father, we thank you for it now. We give you glory for it now. We bless your name for it now. We give you honor for it now. Oh, God, we just want to praise you. We just want to take it a moment and say we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. The enemy hates praise, so we thank you. The enemy hates when we worship, so we say thank you. In the midst of it all, in everything, God, tonight, Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you honor. In the midst of it, God, in the midst of the fight, we give you praise. In the midst of the turmoil, we give you praise. We give you honor. For it is so. It is done. We have faith. We decree and declare it to be so, and it is amen by our faith in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. 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 We give you praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It is so. In Jesus' name. Your anointing is being released in the atmosphere now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The name above every name. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. He's Lord. Jesus is Lord. He's King. And we thank you. Peace upon every weary soul. I speak peace to the mind right now. I speak peace to those who are troubled. Peace of God. My peace I leave with you, Jesus said. Not as the world giveth, but a peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, you just heard the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop Crenshaw's wife, praying for you, praying for your family, praying for our city, our county, our nation, and around the globe, ladies and gentlemen. Just want to take a little time to just meditate on the Lord right now as Doc was praying tonight for us. Back to you, O Lord, she said. Back to you, O Lord. That is the cry for our nation tonight. Back to you, O Lord. Back to you, O Lord. And peace across the land in the name of Jesus. So we pray for each and every one of you, as Doc has prayed, that you take this time of meditation unto the Lord and just say, back to you, O Lord. Back to you, O Lord. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the phone line as we're praying and continue to pray. I want to let you know the phone lines will be open. I just want to make sure we don't leave anybody out. Bishop and Doc will be listening tonight. And I want to let you know, just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone. If you have a question, comment, or a prayer request tonight, we'll be glad to open up the lines for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to go to the lines, and we're going to go to, I'll mention your last four digits of your phone number, last four digits. If you have a prayer request or comment tonight, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Caller 8138. Caller 8138, you're live on the air with Dr. Crenshaw tonight.
Yes, I want to thank Doc for that awesome prayer and the meditation. And I'd like a special prayer to go out to the families of anyone who lost somebody tragically or by violence or just sickness, a natural death, because even when somebody died, the pain don't stop there because those families miss the financial assistance and everything else. And that death lingers and lingers and lingers in heart for a long time. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you so much. Yes, there is a continuation of need, and we must remember that. Amen. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Dr. Denise Crenshaw and Bishop Crenshaw tonight. Our next caller, last four digits, 1790. God bless you. 1799, excuse me, 1799.
Yes, I'm just joining, but I do want to thank the Lord for the prayer line. I do want to thank the Lord that it's available for those who are in need, for those who are calling out to the Lord in this day and hour that we need him so much. We need him every day. And I'm just praying for the man and woman of God, just thanking them for reaching out to everyone on the prayer line. I also wanted to pray for myself as far as and my family, as far as peace in the home and drawing closer to the Lord. And also divine revelation knowledge in the word. And that's
Amen. Amen, my sister. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah. God bless you. And we thank God for you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And as Sister Sarah mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, we got to pray for Bishop, continue to pray for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, our leaders, our ministries. Also the teaching and the training that they give us as well. So lift up your leaders. We got to lift up our leaders as well as they bring the word, as they teach us the word, as they share the word each and every week to us in all kind of fashions through the internet, live, through Bible study, through preaching and teaching. So we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight as well. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time for Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. And at this time, I'll turn this back over to Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the prayer requests from Brother John and Sister Sarah. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus for those who are hurting, who have lost loved ones to violence, those who are family members that have passed away. Father, we pray for the peace of God, that you would help them to understand that you never make a mistake. Father, you're able to give them peace in their spirits and in their heart and strengthen them even the more to continue to trust you. We pray for Sister Sarah, God. We pray for our family. We pray that you would continue to give her insight, clarity concerning the word of God. You will cover her home, cover her finances, cover her family. For all those that are listening tonight and all those that will listen later, we pray that their needs, their most intimate needs, will be met. Those things that they cannot share with anybody else. Father, you know, and you're able to cover, you're able to answer prayer, and you're able to prevail in every situation. We thank you tonight that those that are listening will be encouraged, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Jesus never, ever fails. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just excited about prayer. We know prayer is vital. It is mandatory. It is needed each and every day. We want to encourage you. I'm going to encourage myself tonight to continue to pray and up my prayer, if you will. Do more praying, if you will. Whatever it takes for our families, for our neighborhood, for our colleagues, for our business partners, for those all around us that we meet, pray, continue to pray, pray, pray. I was just looking up a couple of scriptures here real quickly. Isaiah 6 and 8 says, Isaiah's prayer, "Then I heard the Lord's voice saying, whom should I send? And who will I go? Who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me, Lord. Here am I, send me." Also, too, in Mark, talks about Mark, I think it's chapter 11, verse 24, "Therefore I tell you, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe that you should receive it, and it will be yours. Amen. All we have to do is pray and believe, as Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop always tell us, never give up. As Bishop always says, never give up on the word. Never give up on prayer, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight. We thank Dr. Crenshaw for that powerful, insightful, and timely prayer, not only for our lives, but for those around us as well. We thank you so much for your time tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with this real quickly as we close, get ready to close out. Again, continue to pray for your leaders all across the globe. Pray for the saints all across the globe. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Pray for our enemies. And we pray for those who are unsaved, first in our families. Continue to pray that they may come to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Such a powerful time that we have. What a great time we have also to witness and to share the goodness of the Lord, the word of the Lord, each and every day as we go about our lives. We thank you so much for that. Also, too, I want to remind you we're here, Lord willing, we're here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let everybody you know, folks, that we're here with Bishop and Doc on Tuesday evenings to pray for you, to hear your prayers, and to encourage you and to empower you in the word of God each and every Tuesday, each and every week as well. And as Bishop reminds us, we're also praying for you even when we're not on the air. We're praying for you, and we thank God for you this day. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a great rest of the evening, everybody. I want to leave you with this real quickly. Remember to always out-love, out-serve, and out-forgive each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. So God bless you, everybody. Take care and have a great rest of the evening and have a powerful and productive rest of the week as well. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. We love you. We love you. Take care now. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Y'all take care now. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we get ready to close this out for the evening. God bless you. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for tonight. God bless you. Amen.